Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
A very pleasant, good Monday afternoon from your pals, Grant and Danny. Here to do a show I wasn't sure we'd ever get to do. I didn't know if anyone would ever get to do it. I knew you and I wouldn't.
Not us.
Our show wouldn't last
long. No.
Not until the 2030s, the 2040s. Who are we, the junkies? Just going to be doing shows for 30, 40 years? Someone might get to do this show. It wasn't going to be us. The Washington Commanders are headed to the NFC Championship game. If you hear me smiling, it's because my lips are filled with smiles.
That's the reason.
Danny, when I say that, I just laugh.
That's all I could do was laugh. I was laughing.
This is amazing.
Uh-huh.
This is awesome.
Uh-huh.
It's also hilarious.
Check.
This is the best. They went to Detroit and whooped the Lions. Whooped them. 2-touchdown win is a 10-point dog. Got an amazing show planned for you today. Redskins legend Joe Theismann at 3. He was tweeting like we were. He was just going nuts. Wanted to get him on. He stops by in an hour. Tress Way, the longest tenured member of the organization. He has been through some stuff. He's seen some stuff.
Yeah.
He will be on the show today at 3:30. Jay Gruden will stop by to analyze Jaden Daniels and the offensive output. I could just cut to the chase on that one. Pretty darn good.
Good.
That's at 5. And Todd Jacob at 6, who's done some deep dives and some digging into this VR thing that Jaden Daniels uses,
mm-hmm.
that every young quarterback ever should use. And if teams haven't already planned on
getting that
added to their building right here and right now, what are you doing? That's Jaden Daniels says what has made his season possible. So we'll talk to Todd at 6 o'clock. But man, oh man, Danny, let's party.
Hello, NFC Championship game. Yeah, I'd like to make a reservation, please, for next weekend. How many in your party? Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 53. Great, we'll see you then. Are you kidding me? Like, are you kidding me? I understand. We're going to talk about the Detroit game. We're talking about the fact that they got to play, you know, one of their nemeses in Philadelphia, who I hate so much. The way that they never let any of the nonsense, any of the adversity that was striking in real time, slow them down. That ridiculous face mask call that was not a face mask. A system designed to prevent those things from happening goes, well, we're pretty much helpless there. Sorry. Detroit walks down for a touchdown. The place is going crazy. That's fine, man. That's fine. It doesn't matter. We'll be fine. Watch this. They haven't run the ball worth a for, what, 2 months? Watch this. We'll slam it right down your fat faces. We'll slam it right down your throat. Your offseason just opened up, Detroit. You got plenty of time to interview with the Raiders. Benny, call another trick play. He's an offensive genius, by the way. Their offense is great, but I'm rolling. Go be weird somewhere else and cancel interviews at the 11th hour, you squirrely weirdo. The basketball guys taxed that butt is what we did. Sorry about it. They went to Detroit and were the better football team. Detroit walked down and scored first drive. Doesn't matter. There is no panic. There is no reason this is happening other than Jaden Daniels and pixie dust. Whatever you want to call it, it's happening. It's happening.
They beat the Lions at their own game.
Yes, they outlined them.
If you told me they're going to Detroit and 76 points are getting scored, I'd have said, oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
All right, well, fun while it lasted. Yeah. Washington scoring 30, I had that one. That one was easy. The Lions' defense has stunk most of the year. They've got a million injuries. And by the way, Detroit had 3 DBs go down in the game. That's unfortunate for them. I'm going to take that break, and I'm going to make the most of it. Jaden Daniels has been playing at an exceptional level, really most of, if not the entire season, save for a couple of weeks. But in the playoffs, nobody's been better than this guy. So, again, scoring 30 points, no problem. It was the how on earth are you ever going to stop the Lions question that I couldn't answer. Because I thought Jahmyr Gibbs could get whatever he wanted whenever he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. He averaged 7.5 yards per carry, like he was playing at Baylor in the Big 12, taking on Texas A&M or something. 14 attempts for 105 yards for him. Should have been probably more than 14 attempts. They turned the Lions over 5 times. That's the thing that's so amazing about this run, is that their flaws haven't proven fatal.
Mm-hmm.
That the things that they either don't do well or can't do at all have not cost them dearly. Defensively, they gave up 521 yards. 521.
Yeah.
The Lions averaged 7.7 per play, and they're at home now. They can book their flights and their vacations, and they can get their golf club shined up and ready to go, because despite 68 plays at 7.7 a pop and 521 overall, that's top offensive performance in a 5-10-year span.
Upper percentile.
Stuff.
Yep.
I mean, there might not be a better playoff performance in terms of efficiency offensively for the next 5 years. Didn't matter, because you picked off Jared Goff not once, not twice, but 3 times. And you picked off a wide receiver who made an ill-advised decision along the way. They're plus 6 in turnover margin. The number one reason they're still playing, Jaden Daniels. The number two reason, they're plus 6 in turnover margin.
That's the story. That's the story. Because I don't want to say this better, because turnovers are stops, right? That's it. You get credit for the turnover. The sack fumble from Dorrance Armstrong, unheralded, made a play, right? When the interception, when Jared Goff throws an ill-advised pass, when he has a guy open far shorter, that falls into your arms, and Quan Martin, you return it for a touchdown. That's a stop, that's making a play. But put that aside for a second.
How about Quan Martin, by the way?
You have a day. Enjoy yourself.
Have
appreciate
a season.
You. Yeah, that's true.
Quietly, just an unsung, outstanding player in the secondary.
And good for him, too, because remember, his first few weeks, he was unplayable. Remember when they trotted him out there? And
they
didn't
play him, but he never really struggled immensely. He just didn't get on the field. The guy that couldn't play is no longer here. That's Emmanuel Forbes.
He couldn't play more.
Yeah.
But, you know, then of course, Sanders still has a day, too. But you get credit for those things. But down in, down out, they did not stop Detroit. Detroit's not stoppable. I mean, you look at the yardage totals. You look at the average per carry per reception. Gaudy. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 8 for $1.37. Jahmyr Gibbs, 6 for $70. Sam Laporta, 6 for $51. One of the great plays I've ever seen in my life. Just Spider-Man style, sticky fingers. That one-handed touchdown. You go, how do you beat this team?
That ball was past him.
Yeah, here's how.
That ball, he caught that ball when it was in the first row.
Yeah.
A guy with a popcorn bucket in one hand and a beer in the other, had the ball hit him in the chest, and Laporta reached over the wall and said, "I got this," and brought it back.
It was like a Dude Perfect catch with a secret guy in a green suit that they edited out later in post, somehow put it in his hand. Remarkable. Lost by double digits. Shut it. Go away. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Every fourth down, no problem, no problem, no problem. You can't do anything to them. They are on that magic ride. And who knows if they win this weekend or not. I'll take my chances, though. They're underdogs, and they probably should be. Let's go get in another fight and see what happens.
I absolutely think they'll win this weekend. They may not. The Eagles are really, really good.
Yeah,
the Eagles are better than them.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't matter.
Yeah, the same way the Astros are better than the Nationals.
Right.
The same way the Dodgers were better than the Nationals.
Same way the Bucks were better than the Commanders.
Yeah.
Same way the Lions were definitely better than the Commanders. Number one, you got Jaden Daniels. So that's the initial antidote, is that the way he's playing at this moment, nothing else really matters at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the better coach? Do you have the better team? Do you have the better... stop talking. Do you have Jaden Daniels or not?
Well, yes, I do. Look at that.
And if he's playing at the level this weekend that he has the last two games, then he is whiteout. He is the eraser. He makes everything else okay. But what's happening is, to me, reminiscent, I'm glad you mentioned the Nats, of 2019
mm-hmm.
with the baseball team, or 2018 with the Caps. This is the magical carpet ride. This is the, you got to be kidding me. How many times during the game, and I don't know where you guys watched from, so you'll have to do your own exercise from where you were with your buddies, but did you look at the person next to you, and for me it was my wife in our basement, and say, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
what is this? Like, is this real? What team is this? Or the best was we would just look at each other and just crack up.
I laughed to the point my face hurt.
Yeah.
All night?
Just laughing.
My 11-year-old was watching with me, which is awesome. It was like, what's so funny? I was like, you don't understand. Like, this is not normal. This is not a thing. Like, if this was a movie, you'd go, that's too cheesy. That's unrealistic. Turn it off. It's hokey. This is not a Lifetime, Hallmark movie or whatever the hell. This is impossible. And here they are.
Well, I think this is one of the most unlikely runs in sports history. If they pull it off, if they can finish it. Two playoff wins, as amazing as it is, maybe doesn't get you that status on the podium. But if they were to go to Philly, and I'm not a quarterback wins losses guy, so I hate saying what I'm about to say, but I'm going to do it for this example. And Daniels goes through the gauntlet of Bulls defense in Tampa, the Lions having to win a shootout in the hardest environment to play in the NFL, the one seed and the best team in the conference, circuit to circuit, and maybe in the NFL this year, in 15-win Detroit. And then you go back to the place where you had your worst game of the season by far and win in another awful environment to play in, outdoors, in the elements, in the winter, against the two seed in the conference. So now you will have beaten 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
On the road, in succession, week after week. A year after, 1 year ago, 4 wins, second worst team in the NFL, outscored by 190 points, drafted another first rounder who couldn't play dead in a Western. Front office, completely amateur. Coaching staff, blundering, directionless, rudderless outfit. Culture of mediocrity, one of the craziest sports renaissances ever.
And it's not as if it's a whole bunch of high-priced superstars in free agency that are here for the long term. I mean, it's got like the quality of Major League to it, honestly. You know what I mean? Where it's like a couple of guys on their last ride, a Jake Taylor here and there, right? Whether it's special teams aces or, you know, a couple of receivers that nobody wanted. I mean, there is, I wish I had other terms for it. Because it's cliche, it's eye-rolling type stuff. But we're past that now. There's some special sauce. There's some magic to it, right? And it comes from leadership. It comes from giving the guys, making them empowered, give them ownership of things, where you've got a cultural turning point that everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction. You see how powerful that is. There is no way that Washington is as talented as Philadelphia, as Detroit, probably not even as Tampa Bay. Those other teams are home. And Washington's going to the NFC title game for the first time since 1991. There is no proper explanation for it. As great as Jaden Daniels is and has been, he's the rookie of the year. C.J. Stroud said it himself. That's the best rookie year ever. Probably right. Probably. You still don't get to go to the conference title game with the greatest rookie season ever. You go, that's a new great season. The future's bright. They won 10 games this year. Or they made some noise in the playoffs. How about there are four teams standing? Some one seeds and two seeds, and them. It defies anything. And I don't care about explaining it anymore, to be honest with you. I'm on a ride. Everybody's welcome. Jump in. Because we're going to go again, getting one more fight to see if you can go beat the final boss.
You're going,
I can't
full
wait.
Dan Quinn.
I love it.
One more fight.
That's what this is.
Anybody, anytime, anywhere.
That's what they're doing.
Daniels, on Saturday night, was masterful.
Mm-hmm.
His performance on Saturday night was otherworldly. The throw he made to De'Ami Brown, which, by the way, are you kidding me? We said, who's going to be De'Ami this week? De'Ami. Last week it was De'Ami. Who's going to be this week? Well, De'Ami's going to be De'Ami again. He had never, hear me again, never caught 5 passes in a game in 4 years with the team. 4 seasons, never once. And then the last 2 weeks in the playoffs, 5 and 6 catches, back-to-back, right around 95 yards average with a touchdown.
And he started off on that 3rd and long when Daniels hit him perfect in stride, and he's like, no, I don't want this football, smacked it down. And so I'm going.
The ball got knocked away by a defender. It was a hell of a pass breakup.
Catch the ball. So important. Catch the ball. NFL receiver, catch the ball. So I'm going, cursing his name. I'm so sick of this. Unbelievable. And Daniel said, no, that's fine, man. He'll make the next play blindfolded somehow with a receiver's hand draped over his face mask, maybe poking him in the eye like it's the Three Stooges. But Daniels froze time like Zach Morris and from sort of kind of throwing it sideways without his full Dak Prescott hip situation right into it, drops it in the bucket 40-some yards down the field.
We'll disagree on the first one because a DB literally swatted the ball out of his hands for a PBU. But the catch he made downfield on what was one of the most ridiculous throws
incredible.
I've ever seen. Daniels, with a defender about to hit him, kind of off platform without his legs. I can't describe it, but he basically, without using his legs to push off.
Because he was facing kind of to his left,
right?
Sort of, he was looking a safety off or whatever. Doesn't have the full.
But he didn't have the time to
close
reset
stance, right?
And replant, right? So he just kind of drops down to about three quarters and throws the ball. But I couldn't have walked it to De'Ami Brown any better. And then, lo and behold, as you see the replay, he shouldn't have caught it. That should have been a drop. That should have hit the ground. And the reason is because there's a hand over his eyes. It was a blindfolded, amazing catch on a better throw. But Daniels against the blitz, 12 of 16 for 191 yards and a touchdown. Completed 7% more than expectation. Daniels went under pressure. Oh, no, they got to him. 7 of 9 for 109 yards. 18% completed over expected. He was sacked 0 times. In fact, he has more touchdowns in these playoffs than he has been sacked or thrown interceptions or fumbled. There are no negative plays. It shouldn't look like this. It is absolutely remarkable to see a player who should be feeling some nerves and some anxiety. Danny, he should just, because of the moment, be a tick less than normal at some point, and he hasn't been for a second.
He's been better than that. Like, human beings get affected by things.
He's playing his best ball.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, again, you level up in difficulty. They haven't faced a defense this good. Tampa's is fine. It was actually playing pretty well down the stretch. Detroit's is frankly terrible.
Yeah.
Now, rephrase here. I don't care about them. I have no sympathy for some of the fans I do. But Detroit's defense, if they had everybody, if they had Hutchinson and some of the guys that were injured, might have been a different test. But as they currently are,
good.
They're terrible,
hey,
right?
Say it with me. Magical carpet ride.
Yeah.
Oh, is that another player that just got hurt for the Lions? And I feel terrible that happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's awful. But their best corner on like the second play of the game suffered what was pretty clearly a terrible arm injury.
Yeah.
That guy might not even have been able to cover Terry McLaurin. But they didn't have anyone to lose. They lost 3 DBs in the game.
In the game. So again, as you said, magical carpet ride. They're now going against maybe the best defense in the sport. If they're not one, they're two or three. Philadelphia's really, really good. I've already seen what happens. I've seen them dominate this Washington team for a game and a half or a game and maybe 60%, a game and 3/5, and then they couldn't. Right now, I'll take my chances with this group, this quarterback, this staff against anybody.
How
and we get to.
Happy were you for Terry to have his big moment?
Wasn't that nice?
Because otherwise, it was a pretty quiet game in terms of like Terry involvement. But the 58-yard catch and run on the screen.
When he did that little get small between the two guys and burst through, come on.
You're going to get Terry to the ground playing 2-on-3. Good luck.
How about Nair?
Perfectly blocked, by the way.
Yes,
hat tip, Olamide Zaccheaus, hat tip. The aforementioned
De'Ami
Brown.
I think it was De'Ami Brown on that side, right? Yeah.
And Terry McLaurin goes, ha, ha, ha. There's no one that's getting me on the ground. You guys didn't bring help? Touchdown, 58 yards. Awesome. Brian Robinson was back. B-Rob ran like
looked.
He got shot out of a cannon. He looked healthy and physical and twitchy and like he had a burst. I now think maybe he was hurt. I don't know. That was by far, I'm not saying the result is not what I'm working back from, although it was great. He averaged 5.1 a carry and 77 yards on 15 attempts. But I mean, Danny, the way he ran,
mm-hmm.
like the catapulting into the line of scrimmage, the speed with which he got through
the
first
eye test
level.
For me. It's the burst. You know, like the times where we've seen here of late, if he's got to chop his feet, he might as well just start laying down. You know what I mean? Like this time when the hole isn't there, he can maybe kind of bounce it or do a little bit of contact, shrug it off, still going forward. He looked like Brian Robinson from 3 months ago. Like looked like the guy again.
15 and 14 yard carries to start the game. Mm-hmm. 3 for 34 in the first quarter for him on the ground. The offensive line overcame the Sam Cosmi injury. These are the types of things that happen. And you guys know if you were in 18 with the Caps or 19 with the Nats runs, you were locked in. Like, you have these injuries that should be the end. Nicholas Backstrom goes down in the series against the Penguins, or you know, you have to deal with a Tom Wilson suspension. It just doesn't end up mattering. Mm-hmm. You look back at the end and you go, remember when we had to play without that guy and do it without that guy?
Yeah, the guy that only put like 3 games in this year scores a huge goal against Pittsburgh. You know, like, it's crazy.
Sam Cosmi not being out there is going to hurt a ton against the Eagles, especially the matchup with D-tackles and Jalen Carter. We can diagnose that throughout the week. But for Trent Scott to just come in, a tackle who has played poorly at tackle, and play out of position at guard, and just seamlessly
no problem
fill in like there's no issue. Number one, good on Biotish for getting everything squared away at center, and kudos to the kid. That kid, Jaden, who, again, made him right. But Scott was really, really good. O-line overcame what could have been a devastating injury. Zach Ertz came up massive again.
Mm-hmm.
Fourth down conversion where he got nearly concussed. He looked super woozy, came back into the game, scored a touchdown later. All that guy does is make big plays. He's done it all year long. And then who was it with the onside kick where it was like the best onside kick that's ever been kicked?
That was so good.
And Ertz, who has no speed, makes a diving snag to get the football.
That was not an easy play, by the way. The way it was bouncing, like it's, you know, you're sort of half reaching down, half running because there's a guy breathing down your neck. That was a massive play.
Adam Peters must have had a good time in the booth.
You think so?
As he's watching Eckler not being tackled. He's on the show, by the way, tomorrow at 5, so we'll tell him how amazing he is for 15 minutes. I mean, he couldn't be tackled.
He couldn't be tackled.
Like, that was his best game in the open field.
Oh, yeah.
He looked like Austin Eckler from 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He literally couldn't be tackled.
Uh-huh. Sorry about it. This is playoff Austin Eckler. It's why you limit the reps all year long.
One free agent after another. Armstrong with 2 sacks and Ertz with the touchdown. And Adam Peters every step of the way just shucking and jiving and double gun pointing as Olin Oates is playing in his head.
I'd have been so annoying. I'd be like, hey, you guys, who drafted Mikey Sanders still? Oh, I did.
2 interceptions.
I did.
They had 4 as a team.
Uh-huh.
They couldn't pick off passes all year long.
All year?
They just don't get interceptions. They waited until Detroit to get them all.
This is what I did all weekend. All Saturday night into Sunday. Every time I think about it, I just cackle.
Marshawn Lattimore, suddenly good again.
Just laughing.
John Allen balled out.
His best game of the year. I mean, obviously, you know, didn't play a ton, but he was impactful. He was great. Again, you're going to need another one of these if you're going to beat Philadelphia. Seriously, you do. You need to like, hey, you know what his best game? This guy. This guy played great. They're awesome. Again, I don't care. I don't care how good they are. They're very, very good. As we were talking about, if you gave them, I said this on Twitter. I'm at Funny Danny Grant at Grant H. Paulson. If you gave them the exact same 17-game schedule, home dates, neutral site dates, everything else, and you turn in your report card at the end of the year, Philadelphia would win more games. They're great. They're super talented. I don't give a damn.
Doesn't matter.
I don't care.
So with the Lions.
Yeah, exactly.
How'd that work out?
Great for us.
There is something special brewing here, people. Got a little bit of that magic dust left over from 18 and 19, it feels like. Let's touch you guys next. 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. 800-636-1067. How you feeling after the upset that nobody saw coming? Unless you were in that locker room. G&D on the Fan. Kevin Burkhardt on the call on Fox. What a night in Detroit on Saturday. Just an amazing team effort. Complimentary football. Yeah, the defense got shredded for yardage. Some points. Who cares? They turned Detroit over 5 times. And that was the plan going in, I think, was we're going to get got. There is no stopping this juggernaut offensively, but you have to make a few plays. You've got to turn them over. The Lions couldn't do it to the rookie quarterback, Jaden Daniels. Couldn't trick him. Couldn't make him make a mistake. Washington did it to Goff over and over and over again all night long.
It's one of those, you know, you're gonna give up a lot of territory, right? You're going to get beat in a number of areas. I mean, as soon as that reverse, as soon as that ball was flipped to Jameson Williams, I said, he's gone. Even though there was still several seconds left to be played on that possession.
Teddy Bridgewater flipped him the ball? By the way, I'm sorry, did you just say Teddy Bridgewater?
Teddy B was in the game. You know.
Teddy Bridgewater? Oh, that's funny. He has the same name as Teddy Bridgewater.
The old quarterback. Remember Teddy Bridgewater?
Remember, you know, the guy from Louisville.
They did a fun story about it. He was a high school football coach. Yeah. But as soon as that ball gets flipped to him, like, well, he's gone. I saw, you know, 7-8 guys that over-pursued, that went big and, you know, were aggressive, trying to, you know, find a way to make a negative play. And he had a head full of steam, and that was it. That was all she wrote. You were going to give those things up to Amon-Ra St. Brown, to Sam Laporta, to Jameson Williams, to Jahmyr Gibbs. You're not going to stop them. But it's one of those you keep, you know, you try to guess right. You try to do the thing that, you know, you confuse them one time, or you put a little trash at Goff's feet, and the praying mantis reared his ugly head and did what he does when you bother him. And that's what happened. And he made some plays. I mean, that throw to Sam Laporta for a touchdown was an incredible play by Goff, where he's almost to the ground. You don't assume, you know, associate him with escaping or doing anything positive when there's any kind of pass rush around. But he made a play off schedule and flipped it to the end zone for a touchdown. Incredible stuff. Didn't matter. You got him enough times.
The Commanders are 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl. They are 60 good minutes away from playing in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
This year. Like this coming Super Bowl, the one that's in a few weeks. What in the hell is happening? Someone said, if I would have told you at the beginning of the year the Commanders were going to go to the Super Bowl, what would you have said? I said, hey, Goose, if you would have told me that they were going to the Super Bowl 3 weeks ago, I would have told you there was no chance.
Yeah, I'd have told you that each team gets an allotment of tickets they can use as they see fit.
This run does not happen.
No.
They have so many disqualifiers. A rookie quarterback is not allowed to go to the Super Bowl. It's never happened. They've gotten to the NFC Championship game 5 times, always led by their defense, by the way. This is not that. And they were 0-5 in that round. Their defensive quality overall, like the inability to run the ball, the fact that they cannot stop the run even a little bit, any of these things should be their undoing at some point. And they aren't. They just keep chopping wood. Doesn't happen. They don't allow their flaws to catch up to them. And Danny Ruye, the rebuilding Washington Commanders in their second year in existence with this new name since 2-2-22. You're one of a GM, head coach, and quarterback are on the brink of the Super Bowl. Dumb.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hilarious. Pick your word.
So joyous.
Doesn't matter. This is real. And by the way, it's not like, oh, well, they really got a fluky, lucky thing here. Are they getting some good fortune? Of course.
Yeah.
They also went to Tampa and had to make plays constantly and won the game. And then how many things had to go their way in the Detroit game? How many plays had to be made to finish them off?
Yeah, it's not one of those, again, where there are upsets and lower seeds and beat the one seed before they got there.
That's a good way to put it.
They beat the 2 seed, and then, you know, they got the worst of the worst. They beat seeds 5 and 7 to get to the conference.
The
1
Eagles
and 2
got to the Super Bowl because they got to play Christian McCaffrey moonlighting as a quarterback in the NFC Championship game a couple years ago. That's one of those things where you kind of go, you got lucky. And maybe that's this weekend for Washington, depending on what's going to happen with Jalen Hurts. I don't know how much of the game you watched yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
He could barely move. He looks hurt. I mean, I feel like time's a flat circle with him. 2 years of the same press conference where everyone asks him if he's hurt, and he just mumbles that he
is. His answer was very odd. It didn't sound like someone that was 5-by-5.
But he's done the same thing for 2 years.
Well, that's true.
I mean, that's like the kind of the bit. And I don't think he is healthy, by the way, to be completely honest. But that might be the break, is that maybe you get 60% of Jalen Hurts this weekend in Philly. But 100% of them, whatever, bring it on. This team is going to give you their best shot. And they got Jaden Daniels. And right now, they got the horseshoe, man.
Yeah.
It's the magical carpet ride. We did this twice. We know what it looks like. I remember I sat in this seat, and I looked over there, and I said, hey, Danny, and you said, hey, Grant. And we remember we had our toy. And
oh, sure, yeah, a little toy. Yeah.
It's happening. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's happening.
Yeah, they're down. The Caps are down 2-0 to Columbus, or they're down 3-2 to Tampa, or you know the Nats are down to the Dodgers. Probably shouldn't happen, and then
Bobby Wagner's Lars Eller scoring the game winner against Columbus.
You know?
It was the Bobby Wagner fumble recovery. Baker Mayfield, inexplicably, just running into his receiver. Whoopsie-dilsie. Oh, no.
Sorry, guys.
Shouldn't have done that.
I made a T-type for us.
Remember when the center for the Bucs accidentally snapped the ball at the wrong time?
I sure do.
And cost them their chance to go up instead of tying the game there with a field goal?
Yeah.
Maybe they're the buzzsaw, to quote Steven Strasburg. You let them get going. Don't let them into the dance. Don't let them get going here. They went to Detroit and pummeled the Lions.
Put up 45 points in Detroit, man.
They almost scored 50. Second highest scoring playoff game they've ever had.
Zane makes a field goal. It's 48 points.
Second most yards in a playoff game. Joe Gibbs was there.
Yeah.
I saw him.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Gibbs was there.
Yep. God. Kevin Durant was there hanging out with people.
Yeah. A lot of celebrities coming out of the woodwork.
Uh-huh.
Jeffrey Wright hanging out, the great actor with Josh Harris, one of my favorite actors, St. Albans.
St. Albans School, Jeffrey Wright, thank you.
He was there. Kevin Durant was there. People just like the Commanders now.
Yeah.
I saw one of those map graphs that shows, like, who do people want to get to the Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a big map of the Commanders logo and the Bills logo.
Just a big slot of burgundy.
Nobody wants to see the Chiefs again. Uh-huh. And let's face it, respectfully to the Eagles, there's not a single storyline that's interesting there. Like, you could talk me into the first ever three-peat with the Chiefs, people caring about.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills.
Something we'll remember historically.
I don't need to tell you.
Sure.
Lovable losers, never done it. Washington, Jaden Daniels, cool kids club.
And I think everyone's good on that green. Everyone's good on... There's some dramatics with the Eagles. Then kind of Nick Sirianni. Like, enough. Saquon Barkley's great, but enough.
Joe Theismann, top of the hour at 3. Tress Way at 3:30 on Grant and Danny next hour. We're going to hit some calls next. We will get to them as they come in today. Do you believe what's happening? And why is this happening? You know what? Don't answer that. Doesn't matter why it's happening. Do you believe it is the question. G&D on the Fan.
He just has a different poise about him than most, and he's a rare competitor. There's no doubt about that. But in those moments, if he was a basketball player, he'd want the last shot. As a ball player, he wants the ball in his hands to make the difference. And he makes great decisions with the football. And that takes real mindfulness. Sometimes the best play may be, hey, I got to throw this away. He uses his legs. But he is a rare competitor for us. But his poise in these tight moments really stands out to us.
There's no such thing in the NFL playoffs as the Conn Smythe Award. And it goes to the player who's like the best in the postseason run. But Jaden Daniels would be the front runner for that in the National Football League right now. He has been immaculate over these two games for Washington, specifically here. Just going back to Saturday night, utterly dynamite in a win when they needed him to be perfect. He was against the Detroit Lions. As we welcome you back to Grant and Danny, let's touch the people. How are you guys feeling? Can you believe that the thing that we've seen happen for other teams once every 10, 15, 20 years is now happening for Washington? Pierce in Chicago on the Odyssey app. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great, buddy.
Doing well.
Good. Good, man. I'm ecstatic, joyful, everything, man. Happy MLK Day. Happy Victory Monday. Woo! This is crazy. This is nuts. That was a great game. So happy for Terry and the boys. Been through hell and back. I was talking with one of my boys, Brandon, yesterday. $100 million in cap space. Destination for free agents that want to be here. So no matter how the season ends this season, the future's bright. And
I don't think I've been able to say that in my 27 years on this planet about this franchise.
So bright.
Such an important backdrop to this whole thing.
So bright.
Again, there's no guarantee you can recreate this magic. Your schedule's tough next year. You could not win the game where you got a Hail Mary. You could not win a game where you caught a fortunate break, where Devontae Smith catches a pass that he's caught 1,000 times out of 1,000, and you lose the second game to Philadelphia. The point is, breaks could not go your way, even with better personnel and players. But the point is, there's a point. It's not just four games with your hair on fire with Todd Collins. Nothing sustainable about it. It's not just seven games, to end the season with a bunch of guys that aren't going to be on rosters the following year. This is the beginning of a sustainable build where you have a window now. You can be like the Ravens, the Bills, God willing, the Chiefs. But, some of these teams where you're penciled in every year. Oh, they'll win double-digit games. Do they have home field throughout the postseason or not? That's the conversation you get to have now.
And ideally, you'll be able to have every year for many, many years moving forward, is that you got the elite quarterback, so you're going to probably win most times that you play.
Mm-hmm.
They've been searching for 30-plus years. I also love the idea of, he's right, this becomes a destination. People want to come here. Washington's been a part of the two best playoff games that have been played in terms of entertainment value.
Yep.
They're going to be on primetime at least five, if not six or seven times probably next year. They're going to live in the national TV 4 o'clock window, the primetime window. That is going to happen. So if you like 1 p.m. Sunday games, sorry about your luck. They are the it team that everybody wants to get their hands on right now. That's great for business for the Harris Ownership Group.
Yes, it is.
It's great for business for the NFL. But it also means players are going to want to come here, and we got to get ready to start watching a lot of night games against good
opponents. Adjust your schedules accordingly, yeah.
Next year. 800-636-1067. We're going to be weaving in and out of the calls. Joe Theismann, Super Bowl champion, Redskins legend, going to join the party in a moment. Tress Way is stopping by at 3:30. We are just jacked up for the locals. Danny, just like you and I predicted.
As we called.
We've been saying it all year long. NFC championship game or bust.
And we ain't busting.
I think when we looked at the roster, what we said was, how could these guys not get to the NFC championship
That's right.
game? Alameda Zacchaeus? Championship.
Championship.
There's probably actually audio somewhere of you saying that after I announced that they signed him in free agency.
And it wasn't sarcastic. Just read the transcript.
No, yeah. The transcript.
The transcript plays well.
Tells the story. Percy Butler? Cleveland Farrell? See you in Philly on January 26th. It is happening. It is real. This is not a mirage. Let's talk to Joe Theismann next.